for this weekly talk radio program. And this is a show where I get to interview some of the best, the brightest, and the most creative people in the world, or talk about subjects near and dear to my heart. Now, today's 30-minute program, I'm going to introduce you to a very special person. His name is Roger Salam, and he's be talking about masterminding and being a part of a mastermind group, but we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, a little background. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, and even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these hidden decisions can propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. And quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And I started using this to help small business people and coaches and my own coaching career and chiropractic career get off the ground. And I show you how to do this and train other life coaches and others to use this technology and spread it at www.mycoachtraining.com, where you can get more information there and get a free report. Now, my goal today, however, as it is in every show, is that you walk away with something powerful you can use in your life that will add to your motivation and nourish what I call your seed of success. So whether you're a coach, a business coach, life coach, or just want to transform your life as a small business person or just an individual, this show is for you. So listen up, take notes. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. Our show hotline is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, back to tonight's guest. His name is Roger Salam. He's a very interesting fellow. I had the pleasure of meeting him at a recent conference that we attended here in Atlanta, and he was a speaker there, and I introduced myself afterwards. And the fellow is very fascinating. Not the least of which fascinating was the fact that he used to work with Tony Robbins, and he's got his own thing going, though, and I'm going to let him speak about it. He organizes and creates mastermind groups, and he teaches people how to get out of their shells and start rubbing noses, so to speak, with people who are what's the phrase they use? That are not better than we are, but have more money. Let's put it this way: have more money than we have more resources, more connections. His whole thing, and I'm going to let Roger tell you about this because I'm just sort of speaking off the cuff here, is that the more connections you have, and the more wealthy the person, you find that they're nicer. It's been my experience that the more money a person has and the more connected they are, generally the nicer they are. And Roger has met some of the nicest people this way, and he makes us available to others and in order to allow them to have the same experience. He knows the subject, too. He's a recipient of the Thought Leader of the Year by the National Academy of Best-Selling Authors. He is a chairman and founder of the Winner Circle. It's an invitation-only mastermind forum for speakers, authors, consultants, and highly successful entrepreneurs and business leaders. But prior to founding this, he joined a team of world-renowned authors, and he spent time with Anthony Robbins. He's developed over 3,700 professional talks to various corporations, nonprofit organizations, and educational institutions in North America, Europe, and Asia. He's created so many things that I don't even want to go down the list because it's quite a list here. But today he's going to be talking about how to market your brand by building your foundation and creating or becoming a part of Mastermind Group. So without further ado, I'm going to invite Roger Salam coming on. Are you there, Roger?
Yes, Michael. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
It's my honor to have you, sir, and I'm very impressed with your background. I'm very impressed with your connections, and when I heard you speak, I was just really it was an honor to speak to you afterwards because I felt like, you know, this man knows how to, you know, smile and make other people smile and put smiling people together, and I figured that's your main purpose, and I was very happy to meet you and very happy to have you on the show for that reason. So tell me what, just as a little background, and I'm sort of skipping back a little further before we get started on your subject here, as I know this is of vital importance, but the first thing is, how did you get started in the mastermind business? I guess for lack of a better term, I would call it that. And what in your background, I mean, who inspired you? What were some of the influences in your early life that led you to where you are right now? Usually I ask my guests this question because it's very revealing, and I find that it's a great story usually. So what's yours?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you mentioned that I was fortunate enough that at a very early, right out of, I went to UCLA, so right out of college, and I had the pleasure of just going to a Tony Robbins seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to see him at that point, I've never heard anyone so dynamic in my life. And one of the things that he talked about in his seminar and about is modeling and mentoring. And I, right then and there, I decided that what he's teaching, it's
mm-hmm.
worth mastering instead of dabbling. So
mm-hmm.
I said to myself, what better way to master this than to go and work for him? He'll make sure I live it, otherwise he'll fire me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and long story short, I went to work for him. I used to be on the road 48 weeks out of the year, and I did that for 5 years. I became a student of success because that's what, in a way, Tony Robbins is. And so being a student of him, so I became a student also of success.
Right.
And one thing that I've asked, and ever since, this is going back for 2 decades now, is there a holy grail for success? And Tony Robbins, being an early mentor and helped me guide since then, there's several personal mentors I've had that have just incredibly have impacted my life, this careers along the way, including presently, I have my mentors, and I'll talk about them. But in just a very briefly, that when I went on this specific search, is there a holy grail for success? Is there one thing that if I just focus on that one thing, that everything will happen from there? And I was looking for the silver bullet. Unfortunately, there are no single silver bullet that I have found.
Right, right.
However, what I found is a starting point that if you master this one concept, if you started with this one thing, everything can happen from there. And I wish I could take credit for it. And as in my search, I went through back, you know, reading, and one of the classic, probably that you'd say agree that one of the modern day father of this personal development movement is Napoleon Hill.
Right.
With his famous Think and Grow Rich.
Exactly,
book.
Yeah.
And in 1908, that Andrew Carnegie commissioned him to study the most successful people of his era, you know, people like Henry Ford, Thomas Edison. Because he had access to all these people, so he gave him access to these people. As a result of studying all these people was the book Think and Grow Rich, and he wrote another, came up with another program called 17 Principles for Becoming Rich. And out of the 17 principles, there are 3 that are foundational principles and 14 are supporting principles.
Hmm.
Now, of the 3 foundational principles, of anything that you want, the number one principle is definiteness of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Definiteness of purpose is knowing what is it that you want. Because if
mm-hmm.
you don't know what it is that you want, nobody can help you, right? Because
right.
you're in the life... You're in the life coach business, so that's the first thing for you to help your students is what is it that you want? Until they can answer that question, you cannot help them. But But the moment you discover what is it that you want, the number 2 principle for achieving it is the principle of mastermind. And I go, wow, here it is, right there, the guy who's already done the research for me. So what I have done is taken that concept of Napoleon Hill, of mastermind, and in a way popularized it and used the modern-day social media and technology to took it to another level. And I believe that anything you want in life, I mean, you probably could get it without mastermind. However,
mm-hmm.
if you want it better, stronger, faster, cheaper, more, all of this will happen better through the quality of, through the concept of mastermind. And I have single-mindedly focused on that and have built this whole concept. Because would you agree with this statement, Michael, that who you associate with and listen to will determine your destiny?
I would say that you make decisions about who you stand out, and your destiny, I don't say it creates it, but I would say it definitely parallels it.
Yes,
that you decide to hang out with certain people, and those people definitely hang, you know, they go along with your destiny, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Have you heard the statement that your income will be the average of the five people that you hang around with the most?
Right, I've heard that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I believe it's not only true for your income, I believe it's true for your health, your wealth, your happiness, your attitude, and just about everything in life will be influenced by those people. And we know that you and I can argue with exceptions, the people that come out of those. But in general, those are lazy arguments, but in generally, that whole statement that your life is about the five people that you hang around the most. So if you truly believe that, why not hang around with five people, six people, 10 people that you believe are winners?
Uh-huh.
By design instead of by accident.
Uh-huh.
I have designed my life that whether I like it or not, every month I am forced to hang around with people who are better than me, more successful than me. My definition of a smart person is not necessarily someone who is high IQ. My definition of a smart person is who surrounds himself or herself with smarter people.
Uh-huh.
If you're at a table and you're the smartest person, it's time to leave.
Yeah, what was the expression? You don't want to play tennis with people that are worse than you because you never learn anything. You only play with better players than you. That way you have a chance to expand and stretch yourself because that's what it means, right?
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So this has been a fascinating journey. So that, and for me, it is, instead of just doing it by accident, you do it by design.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find anything, so I started the Winner Circle Mastermind Forum myself. And now it has become probably one of the largest pure mastermind forum. And also I want to warn you that these days the word mastermind, since and through the internet, has become so popular, it has been bastardized, that if two people go to Starbucks for a coffee, they call it a mastermind. So
right.
Everything
right.
is mastermind these days. So there, all the seminars, I'm going to a seminar in Vegas end of the month, and if there's going to be 200 people, they call it the Mastermind Summit.
Right.
So everything is because the word mastermind they're using, because if they called it a seminar, people may or may not attend. So now they're capitalizing on the word mastermind. And so,
right. Too bad you can't copyright it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, even if you did, it would probably still be used.
it's
like Xerox.
Public domain.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a public domain word. Unfortunately, words have a way of sort of fluctuating in meaning over the years, and who knows what mastermind is going to mean in 20 years from now, but
yeah.
But that's an interesting thought. So tell me, Roger, I know you work for Tony Robbins. You heard him speak. It was dynamic and all that, and usually I'm aware that something happens in a person's life, and I've heard Tony say this as well. Nothing happens until a decision is made, and I live by that principle, and that's part of the work that I do. And one of the things that really kicks in for me is that I understand that part of what I call the seed of success is that hidden decision deep inside. Even when you're very young, most people are not born with that, or they have it pushed out of them at an early age, whereas some of us have that, and then it sort of lies dormant for many years, and then it sort of kicks into place, like when you heard Tony Robbins, yours got sort of kicked into high gear. Tell me a little bit, if you don't mind, what was your life like, and what were some of the your realities before you heard Tony Robbins, or what led you to maybe go to that seminar?
I originally came from Bangladesh, and uh-huh. I didn't have a green card, so I could not get a regular job. The only people who give me a job was in sales, because in sales, it's a commission job, so as long as you can sell, they don't care. They don't ask for, at least back then, they didn't. So
right.
I could go, and I became the number one salesperson for this company. Loyalty is one of my highest values, and this company, I became the youngest branch manager in California, in Los Angeles, as a Northland Environmental. The company went bankrupt, and I was there till they literally closed the door. And I was, I didn't get paid for the last 2 months, but I, you know, I survived. Literally, the chairman and founder of that company moved in with me. And because I believe that if he can do it once, and he built it to a $12 million company and from nothing. And I said, if you've built one, you can build it again. So when the company went completely bankrupt and down, I am down and out. Mm-hmm. And my life was not going anywhere. So right there, I was looking for motivation, looking for something to inspire me. And long story short, that's when somebody referred me to another gentleman, and I moved from Los Angeles to San Francisco, California. I've never lived outside of L.A., so I moved over there. And that's when I met Tony Robbins, went to his seminar, and at that low point in my life, and I was so inspired. And I said, yes, that's when I said that if I, things were going well, I probably wouldn't have gone there. So because nothing was going and the company went bankrupt and done with my savings and went there. And I said to myself that I would do this even if I didn't get paid. Hmm. It's worth it. And I truly, people ask me that for 5 years I used to be on the road, 48 weeks out of the year. And it must be horrible to be. Absolutely, it was joy. I never, ever looked at that as a job for a single day. I had the opportunity every day to change people's lives, to give them an opportunity. And I was the first guy who was doing seminars, speaking on Sundays as well, 7 days a week. And everybody said, oh, new kid in the block, he's going to get burned out. I called it my Sunday sermon. I couldn't think of anything better to do with my life than to speak to a group of people to give them a chance to make their life better by connecting them to sharing some of the principles of Tony Robbins and to take their life to the next level. Because I never thought that, hey, that's a chance for me to sell one more ticket, but that's how I made my, say, all 100% commission job, I became the highest earner. I was still to this day, I was told that they hire people based on, you know, my income level that I created within the company. And after 5 years, I literally retired in Florida. I didn't have to work. I just moved to the beach on a condo, a penthouse on top in Clearwater Beach. And I did nothing for just months. Sat there and watched the waves. And
it's a hard life.
It's a hard life at the ripe age of, I think to 30 or 29. And then right then and there, I got a call from a gentleman in UK who just bought the right for Tony Robbins. And then he called me and said, hey, I paid him a whole bunch of money. I had no idea how to market him over here. Will you help me? So I went to UK and I opened up the whole UK market for Tony and trained the trainers that he had built him. And then when Tony left, the owner of the business came to me and said, hey, you know what? Tony's not coming until next year. What are we going to do in between? You're the one who trained us, trained the trainers, and you obviously spoke to all these companies. Why don't we market you? So I said, I am so flattered that he wanted to market me. I said, and that's when how I started into going on my own. And he started marketing me, and said I would fly from Florida to UK to speak at companies, and did my own started my own company on the personal development and business consulting.
That's a fascinating story, Roger. It's amazing once you had that decision to just sort of get to that level, or in your case, to model Tony Robbins. Which it's hard to find someone more dynamic to model than Tony Robbins, I got to admit, that your life just changes. I mean, it just turns completely upside down. And I know that's true for me, just taking a few of the mentors that I've had and just really just most of it, and I realize for you, you probably didn't have a lot of the stuff in a way that a lot of people do, particularly Americans. I'm married to a German, so I know that Europeans and Asians tend to have less stuff in their heads than some Americans or most Americans. Whereas most Americans sort of tend to have this little fog around their brain. I can't really describe it, but it's there. But when we do catch on fire, then we catch on fire. Whereas I've noticed a lot of foreigners who come here catch on fire a lot quicker, and it's amazing to watch. It really is. But that aside, it's your story is fascinating, and I love hearing about success stories like that because it really inspires other people and lets them realize that hey, you know, I can do this too. But let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that it. You know what? The ups. I have made and lost millionaire status twice in my life. This is a third time, so I think third time is a charm. And I went after Tony Robbins, and I jumped into the internet field back in 1997. People still didn't know how to spell internet quite yet, and I jumped on early, and I was part of a team, and I took a company from nothing to $2 billion in market cap. And when we went IPO, so I was literally in a way set for life with that. And however, when the market crashed, it took me with it.
Yeah.
When
took a few people. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I was a .com millionaire and went from .com to .gon.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that before. That's cute.
When the stock market crashed, I slept like a baby, woke up every hour and cried.
Oh, my God. I'm going to borrow that. That's great.
Yeah.
Crying like a baby. We're talking with Roger Salam. He's a mastermind expert and creator and millionaire. What more can I say? And if you want to call in, ask him a question, the phone number is the hotline. It's area code 347-843-4544. Call in. Press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll be happy to call on you. You can ask Roger a question. He's here for anybody who wants to call in to ask him. And as I said, we're having an interview with the mastermind of Bull Masterminds, Roger Salam, and he's talking about how you can start generating your brand, how you can start becoming successful in your small business or your coaching business. So, Roger, tell us real quick, as far as we've only got a few more minutes here, maybe 5 minutes, left to go. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. It's a short interview, unfortunately. But let's see if we can summarize a little bit. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about masterminding in his book, Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
And I remember that because he said, well, he used to have a mastermind with Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. He had all the biggies in there, you know, and he would create this mastermind group in his mind, and he would have all this stuff. And I remember he said he had to stop doing it because they started talking back and, you know, giving him. that sort of stuck out in my mind. I said, Napoleon Hill, he's got something going there. But what's interesting is that, it's fascinating process. And so how can people get involved with your process if they want to become involved with your mastermind group or your training or what do you call it again? I'm sorry.
The Winner's Circle.
The Winner's Circle. Okay, yes.
Yeah, the Winner's Circle. The Winner's Circle.
TWC.
Yeah,
TWC. So if you want to involve yourself with the Winner's Circle, with Roger Salam and his guidance, which, by the way, is going to be a very powerful experience for you if you do get involved, how can they do that, Roger?
And they can go to joinmywinnerscircle.com. joinmywinnerscircle.com, and I'll give it to you because I haven't had a chance to. It's a short interview. Anybody who's listening on the call, if they call you, I will send them my book, The Holy Grail for Success, and so that anything that I missed, you could take. And it's no strings attached. You don't have to opt in. No nothing. Just from me to you, and you're a life coach in the business. It'd be my gift to you to enhance your life. You can go to joinmywinnerscircle.com. I can tell you that anything good and great that's happening in my life is a direct result of mastermind. I mean, this whole concept of mastermind, where I'm taking it, I started, you know, doing mastermind in my house, and you know, I told you that I went lost my money in the internet. Then I late night, I can't fall asleep, so I flipping through the internet, the television, here comes an infomercial, a real estate guru says that, hey, you can make money in real estate with no money, no credit. I said, I qualify. I qualify. So I jumped in with both feet and built, real estate. I've had 500 homes between in the Tampa Bay area and my latest acquisition, a 38,000-square-foot home. And I'm not saying to impress you, but to impress upon you. And now I hold all of my masterminds at the mansion. We call it the Mastermind Mansion. And every month, 10 people fly in and from all over the place, and now from UK, Canada, Australia, and they stay with me for 3 nights. So as my guest at the mansion, and we just focus on each other. And the moment you land, the limo picks you up, brings you to the mansion, the private chef takes care of all the meals, and we just focus on each other, how we can help each other, make money for each other, share resources with each other, and the focus. And my life about right now is instead of for the masses, it's fewer, deeper relationship, fewer, better people, fewer, bigger deals. And in this small group mastermind, so that's become my signature. Only the reason for 10 people is very simple, because the mansion has 10 bedrooms. So that takes care of, and no tents allowed. So, and we started doing that. So if you want information, you can go to joinmywinnercircle.com. But my gift to you, I'll give you the Holy Grail for Success, where I share with you my mastermind principle, how I run my winner circle. And you can model it and do it yourself. And with your students, create your mini mastermind. And nowadays, you can create virtual masterminds. And personally, my masterminds are all in person.
That's
In an exchange, and which does not happen virtually. And once it happens, once a month, I do have my resource calls where I interview, like you. I interview one of my members or successful person, and I introduce them to my network.
That's phenomenal. You're doing some great work, Roger, really, really. You said the mansion is down in Tampa area?
Yes, the mansion is in Tampa.
That's funny. Right? I just came from there. We just came back from a vacation on Treasure Island, right near there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
exactly.
And visited over to the Marriott, the old Marriott, I think it was.
Yes, that's very,
big,
very familiar with it.
Yeah, so, So that's a beautiful area. I love the Tampa area. It's great. So, yeah, get involved with Roger's Mastermind, joinmywinnercircle.com, right? And how do they get that free gift? How do they get the free book, Roger?
How about I send it to you? They can call you if they're calling you.
Or I tell you what, just send me a link. Just send me a link where they can go and either click on the link to get it or
I will send you a link.
That'd be great.
I'll send you a link. They can download the book.
Great. So everybody who's listening, check on mycoachtraining.com, and there should be a link. I'll make a link available. Either on a blog post or as part of the heading or widget or something where you can click on that to get Roger's book. Roger, thank you so much for joining me. You're going to hang on, I hope, for a few minutes. We've got like a minute and a half left, and the music's going to come on here any minute. And after that, we won't be streaming live. But if you want to call and ask Roger a question, we'll still have him online after the music for a few minutes. So you can call us at area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you won't be able to call in, but thank you for listening. We've got great interviews every Tuesday evening starting at 6. So this is Dr. Michael Craig. This is Logical Soul Talk. And we've got about 30 seconds, actually about 15 seconds left. Roger, I'm going to give you the floor. Anything else you want to add?
What can I say? Start mastermind.
I tell you what, just hold on, Roger, and we'll speak for a few minutes after the music, okay?
All right.
Hang on. Hi, it's Dr. Michael Craig. We're still on Logical Soul Talk, and we still have Roger Salam, mastermind expert, the Winner Circle, on tap here. And Roger, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Excellent. So is there, we've got just a minute or so here left, or a couple of minutes. Is there anything that maybe you thought about during the outro that you haven't said, or anything you want to add to what has been said so far?
About the mastermind and
you
mentioned.
Yeah, about the mastermind group and how you operate and what are some more benefits that, say, a coach could get by coming to a mastermind meeting or coming to your group, say, at the mansion?
What I call it, you know, you have wonderfully segmented. Riches are in the niches.
Mm-hmm.
You have created a niche, and now my masterminds are becoming niche-specific masterminds. For example, my next mastermind is June 26th and 27th. It's for all real estate investment gurus. And then on the 29th and 30th is all the franchisors. And so they're all in the same similar industry. So the best thing that can happen, so if other life coaches come together and they're sharing, exchanging best practices, and a different about mastermind is different from a coaching or mentoring is because they're not coming there just for me. They're coming there for other who's at the table. So that I only speak for very little because the rest of the time everyone else is speaking, sharing their best practices, sharing their best resources, sharing their best opportunities that they have for collaboration, for joint venture, so that we can both make money. And one thing different about my mastermind is some people, when they think about mastermind, they think of brainstorming ideas and stuff. Yes, we do that, but our mastermind is very ROI-centric mastermind as opposed to an idea-centric mastermind. I am very committed about giving you ROI for your investment, and the ideas are almost bonus. And
Right. That's real important. It's almost like a bottom-line mentoring program.
Yes.
Is the way I would describe it. Is that correct?
Very much so. That because I believe that once you invest, and this is an invitation only, but there are also, I have raised the fees so that, you know, by the fact that if they could afford it to come, they have achieved some level of success already, and they're coming in and they have all kinds of other programs. So when they join this mastermind, if they make money, they will renew. If they don't make money, so they won't renew. And my success is not when I get somebody the first time. My success is when I get them the second, the third, the fourth time. That's how I define my success. So, because anybody can sell somebody the first time. And it's be able to keep it and generating, keeping the fan base.
Right. That's very true. So how long are your mastermind meetings? How long do they last? Is it a whole weekend or?
No, it's typically they come in on Monday and they leave on Thursday.
So it's a four day gathering. Got it.
Yeah. So they come on Monday evening. And that's the meet and greet, informal, because they don't know each other, the informal meet and greet. And then Tuesday morning, we start and go all day, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday morning or afternoon, they leave.
Excellent. Roger, it's been real educational, and even though I heard this before, it's always good to hear you describe it because your enthusiasm seems unbounded, and I can see where you model Tony Robbins very well. So I was so happy to have you on the show, and thank you for taking your time and coming on Logical Soul Talk. For those who are interested in Roger's programs, go to joinmywinnercircle.com and check it out. And also, if you want his download, he'll be sending me the link, and I'll have it somewhere on the website at mycoachtraining.com. So check that out, and we'll give that to you. So thank you again, Roger. And what I'll do is I'll hang up here, and I'll call you on the other line because I've got another question for you. So anything else you want to add?
No, just as I said, I'll send you the book. After you read the book, please, if you need further help, my contact information will be there, and you can reach me and ask questions about forming your own mastermind or any way I can help you.
Excellent. Well, Roger, thank you again so much, and let me hang up here, and I'll call you on another line.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. This is Michael Craig, Logical Soul Talk. Thanks for joining us.